Governor Walker put a positive spin on 2017 as he delivered a rousing State of the State address Wednesday night. He called the past year amazing and historic as he ticked off a laundry list of accomplishments. Walker is seeking a third four-year term in November, and his speech included initiatives designed to win over a diverse group of voters. WUWM's Marty Michelson has the story.
In a speech that lasted 70 minutes, Governor Walker highlighted a number of items that have made him proud. He talked about record low unemployment and the elimination of the state property tax. Walker touted the success of state-based businesses as he made the case that Wisconsin is historically strong. And he added the huge project coming to Racine County, the LCD screen manufacturing plant that Taiwanese manufacturer Foxconn plans to build. He says construction on the massive complex will begin later this year.
Families, workers, and companies from across the state will benefit from one of the largest economic development projects in the history of America.
Walker also touted the additional funding that he put into K-12 education, and he pointed to tuition freezes at UW campuses in the past few years. His address also looked forward at the things he still wants to accomplish. Walker urged the legislature to approve a number of measures before it adjourns in March. One is a $100 per child tax credit for every child under 18. The money would be paid out just as school starts this fall.
A couple hundred dollars more in the family budget could really make a difference. It could be a new pair of shoes, a winter coat, activity fees at school.
The total cost of the tax credit would be about $122 million a year, which Walker says the state could fund this year using a budget surplus. Walker also called on lawmakers to approve his plan to make health care more affordable through a plan that he says would stabilize premiums for people on Obamacare. And he reiterated his call for the legislature to go into special session in order to overhaul welfare rules.
We want to expand welfare reform statewide. And we want to ensure that everyone getting public assistance can pass a drug test.
The governor also called on lawmakers to approve the closure of the troubled youth prison, Lincoln Hills, and the creation of smaller regional facilities. During the speech, Walker's fellow Republicans appeared enthusiastic and frequently gave Walker standing ovations. Meanwhile, Democrats remained seated much of the time. Afterward, Assembly Minority Leader Gordon Hintz of Oshkosh gave the official Democratic response. He was sharply critical of some of the things the governor wants the legislature to do in this election year. For instance, Walker's assertion that he'll make health care more accessible.
Governor Walker has made a political career out of denying health care access, even endorsing an end to coverage for pre-existing conditions. Now that he's in the political fight of his life, he's changed his mind.
Walker is running for re-election this fall. Nearly 20 Democrats have lined up in hopes of winning their party's nomination to oppose him. Another lawmaker who took issue with Walker's address is Democratic State Representative David Crowley of Milwaukee. He says the governor didn't always paint the full picture, such as when he talked up education funding.
When the governor talked about the historic increases in education, but never talked about the historic cuts that we've made to education within the past 8 years.
UW-Milwaukee professor and former lawmaker Mordecai Lee says what struck him the most about the address was that in previous years, Walker's speeches mainly were tailored to fire up the Republican base. But Lee says this time he believes Walker wanted to have a more broad appeal.
He didn't throw out very much raw meat for the right. He made conciliatory comments for the left. He was very much of a middle-of-the-road, sort of a moderate kind of governor.
Lee predicts Walker will be successful in getting lawmakers to approve some of his initiatives, such as the child tax credit and welfare overhaul. He says that's because the governor has worked hard to build a strong relationship with the Republicans who control the legislature. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.